Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 19, 2025, and here are our top stories. OpenAI Codex, Text-to-Audio AI, Space Supercomputer, Siri Revamp. OpenAI Codex. OpenAI has introduced Codex, a tool designed to take over significant portions of programming work and software projects. By allowing Codex to handle coding, developers can focus on more critical tasks. The first iteration, Codex 1, is built on OpenAI's model ChatGPT-03 and is engineered to process instructions with precision. It can conduct iterative test runs on its generated code to ensure accuracy. Codex operates in a cloud-based sandbox environment and integrates seamlessly with GitHub, keeping user repositories readily accessible. It writes simple functions, fixes bugs, and answers code-based questions, taking anywhere from 1 to 30 minutes based on complexity. Available to ChatGPT Pro, Enterprise, and Team subscribers, it will soon expand to ChatGPT Plus and Edu users, initially offering generous access before implementing usage limits. Accessible in the sidebar, Codex works behind the scenes, with progress visible via a loading bar. OpenAI's blog emphasizes its design to reject harmful software creation attempts, functioning securely without internet or external API access. Text-to-Audio AI. Stability AI, in collaboration with Arm, has unveiled a compact text-to-audio model designed for smartphones. This innovative model, named Stable Audio OpenSmall, can generate stereo audio files up to 11 seconds long in approximately 7 seconds. With 341 million parameters, it requires just 3.6 gigabytes of storage. Tested on a Vivo X200 Pro smartphone with 12 gigabytes of RAM, the system was trained using 472,000 royalty-free audio recordings. While particularly effective for sound effects, it still faces limitations with music and vocal tracks. The code is openly accessible on GitHub as open source. Space Supercomputer. China has made a significant leap in satellite technology by launching the first 12 satellites of the future 2,800-strong supercomputer network in orbit, as reported by Space News. Spearheaded by ADA Space in collaboration with Zhejiang Laboratory and Neijiang High Tech Zone, these satellites are part of the Star Compute program and are named the three-body computing constellation. Each satellite houses an 8 billion parameter AI model, capable of 744 trillion operations per second, collectively achieving 5 quadrillion operations per second. They communicate using laser technology at up to 100 gigabits per second and share 30 terabytes of storage. Besides scientific research, these satellites offer the creation of 3D digital twin data, useful for emergency response, gaming, and tourism. Siri Revamp. Apple is navigating a challenging journey with its digital assistant Siri. Since its debut last year, Siri's evolution has faced numerous obstacles. A comprehensive report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reveals Apple's strategic pivot. They're now developing LLM Siri, an entirely new iteration centered around generative AI. Initially, Apple's attempt to integrate new features with the existing Siri framework stumbled due to resistance to AI investment, a late start compared to competitors, and compatibility issues. Now, Apple's AI team in Zurich is crafting a new architecture built on an LLM-based engine, while also exploring methods like using iPhones and differential privacy to enhance synthesized data. As Apple shifts gears, its AI chief Gianandrea is stepping back from product development, with hints of possible retirement, leaving Siri's future in other hands. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.